Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to Eye to Eye, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you'd like to help support what we do here, you can consider joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. You can find the links for that in the description for this video, but also listed above in the video as well. This is called Disney Through Our Eyes, where we get together and we talk about anything in the whole Disney spectrum that we want to talk about. Usually pretty crazy, usually debating things every once
usually
in a while.
Usually has nothing relevant to do with each other's topics.
We absolutely
just
not.
Randomly choose something, which is my favorite.
The day that we actually have synergy is the day that we know that we reached the pinnacle of our marriage.
And we need to quit doing the show.
What if we choose the same topic one day? What are we going to do then? Do you have backups?
Never have backups.
It's going to go real well.
I always hope you have backups.
I do have backups. Because, you know, I'm Mr. Prepared, so I have to be ready.
And I fly by the seat of my pants.
Yes, you are the definition. Yes, you are. You are fly by the seat of your pants.
No, I'm not.
All right, Miss Fly by the Seat of Your Pants, give me a hint at what your topic's going to be.
Has to do with movies.
Movies. Mine is going to be related to something spooky.
You know it's not Halloween, right?
Woo! Jessica, what's your favorite holiday in the entire world?
Christmas.
Well, it's not going to serve us real well here in this topic.
You wanted me to say Halloween.
I did want you to say
that
Halloween.
That is my least favorite holiday.
I
except
know.
Maybe Arbor Day.
What?
I don't know.
Arbor Day?
That's a holiday.
What on earth possess you to say Arbor Day?
Because it's a holiday that nobody celebrates and then there's nothing to do.
I'm sure someone out there celebrates Arbor Day.
But I'm saying at least Halloween you get candy.
Yes, you do. When Arbor Day, apparently you get leaves, roots, sticks that you get to pick up in your yard, like out in my yard that needs to be picked up right now.
Better get on that.
Anyway, we're not talking about Arbor Day.
We're talking about Halloween.
And we're not talking about Christmas.
In
we're talking about Halloween.
May.
Yes, we're going to talk about Halloween because guess what? Disney Parks is talking about it. And
okay.
They have even started their campaign, hashtag halfway to Halloween. Have you not seen this on social media the last couple weeks?
No. Halfway to Halloween?
Halfway.
I guess we are.
Do you want to do the math in your head real quick and figure it out?
Well, wouldn't it be like May 15th would be halfway?
Yes. Now you're making me do math
roughly
in my head and it's not.
I mean, it's the 10th month, 31st day.
Right.
But February has less days, but then January and some months have more days. I don't know. Somewhere around the 15th of May.
The point is, somewhere in between, we're halfway to Halloween. Almost there, kind of, sort of, in a about roundabout way. They're excited about it because remember last year there was no real Halloween festivities for Disney parks at all.
Nothing.
I mean, some parks weren't even open to even have like decorations up.
Some parks weren't even open at Christmas.
Which ones weren't open at Christmas?
Disneyland.
Well, we're not talking about Christmas. We're talking about Halloween on this one, okay? Get your little mind away
you
from Christmas.
You asked me about my favorite holidays.
Do you want like presents or something? Is that what this is about?
Not mad about that.
Okay, so they announced halfway to Halloween, and they announced some cool things that are going to be happening this year.
Okay.
You know, things post-pandemic are not going to be exactly the same as they were. The fact that we're getting anything
is a miracle.
Right, it really is. Like, so, you know, obviously the big mainstay that everybody talks about for Mickey and stuff for Halloween is what?
Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
So we're not getting that this year.
Oh.
But we're getting...
This is going well.
We're getting the Boo Bash is what it's going to be called.
Hello.
The Boo Bash.
What are we bashing?
I don't know. Bashing the heck out of COVID-19. I don't know.
This is like pinatas are everywhere.
It's not the way I went with it. I thought of bash as in, you know, like a shindig.
A party.
You know, hoedown or whatever you want to use. Other colloquialisms that you want to use out there. But it's going to be called the Boo Bash. There's not a lot of details about it now, but it's going to be an after-hours event.
just like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween.
Exactly. Okay. It's gonna be specially ticketed, all that stuff.
Okay.
So you can expect it to be even more exclusive than Mickey's Not So Scary was. Yes.
Because it'll be limited capacity.
Absolutely. So can you only imagine how expensive this ticket's going to be? And people will pay it.
Of course. I mean, we know people that are obsessed with the holiday parties.
Mm-hmm.
And they're our age with no children.
Right.
So.
Yes. Like that's, you know, I don't know that I personally would pay to go to the Boo Bash this year. Because if it's going to be like, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary light, I don't know if I want to pay for like half of the event. Because, you know, they've been doing a lot of these things this year where they're like doing the events, but they're not really fully doing the events. Like it's called A Taste of Epcot's Food and Wine Festival. A look at, or a, you know, like it's always those, the titles were already long, you know, because Epcot Food and Wine Festival. Now it's like A
Epcot
Taste of Epcot's Food and Wine Festival. Like it's just like, try to put that acronym all together.
Oh gosh.
So they're not even this one. They're not, I thought they would do something like a scare of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. It's already M-N, I'm trying to do it, S-S-H-P, not, or N-S-H-P. That's already the acronym. Now it's like so many others together.
What is Christmas one? A Very Merry Christmas?
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yeah.
So now the question is, what will they do for Christmas? Will they shorten it even more now and do like... Well, I mean, what could be the name for this one? Because if they did Boo Bash, I don't know what you...
Merry Mingling.
Jessica Lynn, how did you come up with that?
I'm
good. I am shocked. Like, literally, what is this? You know, what was it, 2 episodes ago, we did the Disney Wish discussion where you came up with these amazing names.
You know, I always think I'm not creative, but maybe sometimes I am.
Are you a secret, like, marketer? Like, are you just
I'm good? Just good quickly.
Good quickly.
Don't make me think about things because I'll overthink it. Because it also could be Mickey's Merry Mingling.
Mickey's Merry. That's a little too much. I'm going to have to nix that one. Sorry. I can't, like, it's, if you're going to shorten it, you really need to shorten it. Like Boo Bash. In fact, I'm not, like, I'm actually shocked that this hasn't been the name for it the entirety of its existence.
I like the drama of the long name.
Why?
Mickey's Not So Scary. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Why is that dramatic?
I don't know. It's just, you say it dramatically.
I think you're the only one here.
You don't ever say it, I'm going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
I don't think you say it like so drastically either, unless it's you.
Well, welcome to my life.
Everything in your life is drastic, apparently, especially Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
I mean, you're not wrong.
So I don't know a lot of details about it. Another cool thing they're doing for Halloween, you may have seen this. I think I posted this in the Facebook group. The Muppets are going to be doing a special on Disney Plus inside the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, actually. I'm not the hugest Muppets fan.
I love the Muppets.
Nor am I the hugest Haunted Mansion fan, but I do like mashups a lot.
It's a really, like, it's a mashup that I'm shocked hasn't happened before yet.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. It's a mashup I'm shocked is happening.
Well, here's the thing. The Muppets have really struggled to find a place in Disney parks. Like, they've got Muppets Courtyard, but even that's now squashed between, you know, the two Star Wars stuff, like the Star Wars Land and the Star Wars attraction.
Yep.
Which I'm not even going to get into that discussion today about how they could fix that and actually incorporate the Muppets.
Yeah, okay, anyway, back to Mickey.
But what I'm saying is I think the Muppets probably are best suited for stuff like this. Like, you have them, but you need to utilize them in special ways like this. Like, you remember in Liberty Square, they have the not so scheduled event where they come out of the windows and they do a little show. We've never actually been able to
Mickey's not so scheduled Muppet event.
Mickey's Not So Scheduled Muppet event. He made me laugh so hard I'm knocking the background back here.
But yes, I know what you're talking about.
So, but they've obviously been doing that already. I think this is only going to be a Disney Plus special, so it's not like they're going to be throwing them into the ride, right? You know, for our purposes. But how cool would it be to see them somehow for Halloween overlay with some of the Muppets and do animatronics for them and everything? Because I think it would be too tiring to do, you know, Muppeteers the entire time, because remember, it's an Omnimover, constantly moving. There's never a break between cars.
Right.
So you couldn't have like someone just sitting there the whole time doing this. Could you imagine how tiring that would be?
It would be terrible.
I would not want to be the person that did that.
No.
But I do want to see the Muppets in there, because think about Bunsen and Beaker.
Yes.
Because they could be like the mad scientist, you know, like, wah, ha, ha, or Beaker would go, me, 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 me.
That was a pretty good impression of Beaker.
It's hard to do Beaker. Me, 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 me. You say me a lot in a high-pitched voice. Try it.
No, this is a trap.
And it's not a trap. It's not a trap. Go ahead.
Do it again. Let me.
Me, 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 me.
No, you do it wrong.
How do I do it wrong? That's a little bit better. But you can have Gonzo like jumping out and scaring people with Rizzo, you know, the entire time.
An impression of Gonzo.
I can't do Gonzo. He's too like scratchy, like his voice is. I just can't do that one.
Miss Piggy.
I can't do Miss Piggy either.
Kermit.
I hope Kermit defrauds.
Okay.
I used to be able to do Kermit a lot better, but. This segment has turned into the impression hour now
with Muppets.
But the other thing is, I think on the Disney Plus special, Uncle Deadly, you know, the dragon looking guy, he goes, whoa, like that. Yes. He's the one that's going to be leading it. So he's the perfect one.
Of course.
So think about him leading the Haunted Mansion attraction as the voice at the beginning when you're in the room, you know, welcome, foolish mortals. If he took it over and he was the voice of it for Halloween, because Disneyland takes their Haunted Mansion and puts Nightmare Before Christmas overlay on it.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
So personally, I think this would be a brilliant move for Disney to do at Halloween, do the Muppets, because then you give two different reasons to go to different parks across the country for Halloween. Because if you just do the exact same thing, put Nightmare Before Christmas over here, it's like, well, I've seen it over there. Why would I come all the way over here to see this? Why would I come to Mickey's Not So Scary, or Boobash, as they call it now, and do all those things? So I think it's perfect placement for the Muppets in Disney Plus special, but I want to see it in the ride as well. If you could see one Muppet in there, who would it have to be?
Miss Piggy.
Why Miss Piggy?
I think
she'd
be hilarious.
She could be the corpse bride. Remember the creepy bride?
Oh,
when
yeah.
she pulls a knife out? That'd get a little bit too real, though, at the end there.
Well, you know.
I don't really want to see Miss Piggy, much less with a knife.
I do. Okay, Kyle, you know, we always do these, like, videos and stuff, and especially trivia
videos
night.
Videos and stuff. That's what
listen,
you, like,
listen.
Equated to.
Linda, listen.
Linda.
Especially trivia night on Thursdays when we do it with our friends.
Right.
And you're always talking about Disney movies and stuff that I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. So I compiled a list.
Oh, did you really? You took the time to make a list?
The top Disney movies that y'all talk about that I haven't seen. So.
I'm about to add to this list.
I was about to say. So I only came up with 2, 4, 6, 8 that I think are legitimate that I probably should have seen by now. But I want you to guess. I want you to come up with, guess two movies that I haven't seen. I just went with animated, by the way.
So just, so to be clear, no live action, no Marvel, no Star Wars. We're just straight up
Disney, Walt Pixar.
Pixar's in this though, too. Is that true? Just checking the list.
There is a Pixar.
Okay, so Pixar.
But animated.
Disney animated.
Yep.
All right, so.
I want to see if you can guess the ones on my list. This will be fun.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I think you have not seen Sleeping Beauty.
That is on the list. Good
okay,
job.
Okay, so I knew that one was in there.
But I've seen Maleficent.
Well, but I mean, that's recent. You went with me to see Maleficent.
Because I had to.
No, because you wanted to tell people what you thought of Maleficent. It was a good movie, right?
It was.
Even Maleficent, I can't say it.
Bless your heart.
Maleficent 2. That was a decent one.
Yeah, I liked that one too.
Because Sleeping Beauty was one of those things that you just needed to have extra on top of it. Because the original wasn't that great.
That's fair.
But you need to watch it though. So,
okay.
All right,
haven't seen it.
All right, let me see if I can think of a Pixar one for you. Give me a hint. Give me a hint for the Pixar one.
Keith Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Wait, Jessica, are you telling me you have never seen Finding Nemo?
No, I'm not telling you that.
So you have seen Finding Nemo?
A million times.
Okay, goodness.
How would I know that?
I was going to stop this right now and just storm out of here if you had not seen Finding Nemo.
But what have I not seen then?
Finding Dory.
There you go.
I actually haven't watched Finding Dory either. So what are we doing with our lives? We need to be watching Finding Dory.
Well, that's another one on the list. That's 2 out of 8.
But see, I was going to think that you had some shocking revelation, like that Finding Dory was, I didn't think it was going to be anywhere near the list of this. I thought these were going to be like legitimate, like classics that you had never seen.
There are.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten to them.
Speaking of, Pinocchio.
Of course I've seen Pinocchio. I love Pinocchio.
Do you love the song, When You Wish?
Not when you sing it, but anyway.
All right, classics. You said there's some classics on there?
Sleeping Beauty is a classic.
Oh, I know one. Easy one. This is like one that plenty of people haven't seen. The Black Cauldron.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't even count that because nobody cares about that.
I think plenty of people care about the Black Cauldron, just not a lot of people. I know you've seen Oliver and Company.
Mm-hmm.
Because you love Billy Joel and you love that song from there. You have not seen Cinderella.
No, I've seen Cinderella. Everybody's seen Cinderella. Why would I have a Cinderella mug? Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day, Cinderella, sweep the floor, do the dishes, da, 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 da.
One more time.
Nope.
That's the one time thing.
Thumper.
Okay, well, Bambi?
I've never seen
You've Bambi. Never seen Bambi. What have you been doing with your life?
Not watching sad movies.
It is very sad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can handle it.
I don't think I can. I can barely handle Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound is only sad for one part of it.
It is horrible. It is tragic. It is, oh, when she leaves him in the woods, it just makes me cry.
By the way, spoilers for any of these things.
All I said was she leaves him in
saying,
the woods.
I'm just saying, like, I should have done another blanket spoiler statement for all these animated movies.
Let's be fair. If they're watching the channel, they know that I'm going to drop a spoiler.
Yes.
I don't mean to. It just happened.
I need to start moving the spoiler like logo thing that I flash in the videos
over my mouth
the entire time. Not even do the sound with it, just the entire time. Spoilers, yep. Spoilers, spoilers. Here's Jessica. Okay.
I got another hint.
Okay, give me another hint.
Never smile at a crocodile.
Peter Pan?
Never seen Peter Pan.
You've never seen Peter Pan?
I've seen the live action Mary Martin version, but I've never seen the Disney version.
Have you seen Hook?
Nope. But that's got Robin Williams in it, right?
Yeah, as never Peter Pan, it. But it's, you know, it's like after the fact kind of thing. But like, you've not seen Peter Pan.
Nope.
What?
You know what else I haven't seen? Something about Radican?
Oh, The Great Mouse Detective?
Yep, never seen
it. I understand that though, because it's not, okay, like if you had to rank like obscure movies for Disney, The Great Mouse Detective would kind of be close to the Black Cauldron, but not okay. Super close. Like, okay. But that, like, if you had to put it like on a scale of 1 to 5, Black Cauldron, like The Great Mouse Detective would probably be like a 2.5 for people like in obscurity, because people who love The Great Mouse Detective love it.
Like you?
Yes, to Radigan, oh Radigan. Look, this is the second time you've made me hit this because you made me sing and like do impressions this entire time. I love The Great Mouse Detective.
Well?
Because it's a playoff of Sherlock Holmes.
Well?
We need to watch that.
Never seen it. You know what else I haven't seen?
What have you seen?
The Rescuers. I've seen The Rescuers Down Under. I've seen that one a million times.
My name is Kyle. I've never seen The Rescuers.
Good.
But I know that there's the nudie scene in it. Did you know that?
If I've never seen it, how would I know that? There's a nude
scene. Yes. Okay. Look, obviously we try to keep this PG here, but apparently when there's a scene in The Rescuers, when they're going by in like fast motion through a city, you can see like in the window, there's a lady taking her top off. And it's, if you slow it down, you can see it apparently.
Oh, apparently you've done that.
No, I'm just saying, Jessica.
How would you know that?
No.
Sure.
No, you're not going to get me in trouble. For that, I'm just saying, it's like...
Also, isn't that an animated film, so...
But they had, like, live-action things. Because remember, they're supposed to be, like, little creatures in a real world kind of thing.
Is that how The Rescuers Down Under was?
No, it's not... I shouldn't say it like that, but just...
Okay,
they incorporated it a certain way. Just know that it's, like... It's not the first time Disney's been scandalous, let's be honest. I mean, when you do... There's that certain word when Simba, you know, and then there's the thing with the Little Mermaid cover that used to be... There's a lot of things in Disney that are a little bit sketched from time to time, so...
There are.
Don't point fingers at me because it's obvious.
But that's not our topic.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Princess Tiana.
You've never seen The Princess and the Frog? Well, it's still newer, and I understand that. I think you'd really like The Princess and the Frog, but especially because there's a lot of, like, food in it, you know, for New Orleans. You know, New Orleans is really known for their food.
Correct.
Do you love beignets?
I do.
I think those got those in there. And it's got some great music as well.
Well,
dig a little deeper. Nah, 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 nah. Why are you giving me that look?
Speaking of great music, I've also never seen Tangled.
Okay. I'm not shocked about the Tangled thing either, because that's, again, a little bit newer.
Okay. My last one on my list, I haven't seen Brother Bear.
I'm hurt by that one.
Really?
It's Phil Collins. How have you not seen Brother Bear?
Well, I've seen Tarzan.
Yes, but like... Again, Brother Bear has nothing in terms of a soundtrack compared to Tarzan, but it's still Phil Collins doing the soundtrack for Brother Bear. It's a great movie.
So out of this list,
yes,
and you can look at it if you need
yes.
to, What would be the top movie, the very first one that I need to go watch?
Sleeping Beauty.
Really?
Well, because I think for you to have a foundation for Disney, your love of Disney, you've got to understand the classics because you got to know where we've come from. So
this is like,
hold on. Have you seen Snow White?
Duh.
Okay. Just checking.
Where
it all began. So I would say Sleeping Beauty, you need to go watch. And it's not that great of a movie. It's more about Prince Philip than it is about Aurora.
Well,
I'm just saying you need to see it.
Okay.
But if it's like my personal choice and not like, because I want you to be well-rounded, what do you think I'm going to pick?
Brother Bear.
No.
Okay.
The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh, Ratigan.
It's got a little girl in it. It's got a cat in it. It's an evil cat.
I was going to say, but if these are mice, the cat's not going to like mice.
Yes, there's an evil cat in it. So I think that. But if you had to pick of that list that you just said.
What's the first one I'm going to go watch?
Yes.
Probably Tangled.
Why?
I don't know. But no.
She's just like, it's the first one that came to mind.
You have that song on your iPhone.
Oh, At Last I See the Light.
I like that song a lot.
It's a beautiful song.
Also, isn't Mandy Moore in that?
Yes.
I like Mandy Moore a lot.
Do you know who she's the voice of?
The mom? The Tangled?
The Tangled. Do you know what character
Rapunzel?
Okay, so she's the voice of
Rapunzel.
Wow.
Rapunzel, let down your long hair.
Rapunzel, apparently she doesn't know you. I was trying to make it rhyme and it didn't work.
You're not good at thinking off the side.
The struggles.
See your pants.
The struggles for you today.
Also, I really want to watch Peter Pan. I've tried like 3 times.
I would say that's high on the list.
I've started it. I think because I already know this story, I'm just like, it's fine.
I think personally, you need to start with Sleeping Beauty and Peter Pan especially, because those are going to be, and then if I had to go from that point, it'd probably be The Great Mouse Detective after that. Because then you've covered like, of that list that you said, all of the older ones, and you've got a great foundation for where Disney has been and where it's going now. And then you can get into The Princess and the Frog and Tangled. And
you know what else I haven't seen that I didn't put on this list?
Oh no. Is this going to hurt me?
It hurts me. Fantasia.
I understand that, though. I do.
I, as an adult, think I would really like Fantasia.
Well, because you love music.
Correct.
And it is a beautiful music, like, in terms of what you appreciate the music in it more than the actual, like. Of course, we have Sorcerer Mickey, and we've got, you know, everything else that comes with the dancing hippos and the crocodiles.
Yeah.
And Chernabog. You know, the evil Chernabog, the big devil guy.
Oh, I remember him from your board game Villainous.
Yes. I love villains, so that's why I always remember him. But
so, name one Disney movie that I didn't put on my list that you haven't seen.
That you didn't put on your list?
Yeah.
That I haven't seen?
Correct.
I could go real obscure with, like, Make My Music.
That's old
Disney, like, other, like, cartoons and stuff like that. I haven't seen those, and I haven't seen, it's going to make people upset, WALL-E.
Oh, that's right. There's a movie I've seen that you haven't.
Yep, never watched. I heard great
and
things.
And you haven't seen Up.
I've seen enough of Up to know.
Nope, that doesn't count. I'm talking start to finish.
Oh, no, we're going to watch it again. I'm just saying I know the story of Up. But WALL-E, I know the gist of it, but I couldn't tell you. I couldn't shape the plot for you.
In all honesty.
Yeah.
Shots
fired.
Unpopular opinion. Actually, I don't think your brothers liked WALL-E either.
Shots fired from them too. Now it's time for us to hear from you in the comments section below. Based on our topics, we want you to answer these questions. For me, do you plan on going to visit for Boobash this year, or are you going to wait till hopefully, maybe, when Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party comes back?
And for me, I want to hear what Disney movie you haven't seen. That's mildly embarrassing, like my list.
Not as embarrassing as Jessica's, though. Nothing's as embarrassing as what Jessica does, except things that I won't talk about me. Anyway, other than that, keep that conversation going down below. If you haven't, check out the other episodes in this series. We'll have a playlist available for you if you want to check that out at the end of the video. But until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.